This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and JJ, and we thank you for listening to AFR Trivia Friday. By the way, we have a lot of our past Trivia Friday shows on our podcast page. So if you're traveling and you want to have some fun, a few laughs, we got our shows from, I don't know, how 2 years worth or something like that. So go to, go to AFR.net.
Go to AFR.net.
Brent Creeley, our producer, how do they access that?
They can go to AFR.net, and then at the top there's a banner that you click for podcast. And once you click podcast, scroll down to where you see Trivia Friday, and there's two years worth of shows. Yes, sir.
Bunch of shows. We go back to
Mike.
Mike in Virginia. Mike, you had a question for us, you said?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, sir. My question for y'all is, who were Samuel's two sons?
Samuel's two sons in the Bible.
I was just reading that.
Yes, sir, it's a biblical question. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Yeah. Samuel's two sons. JJ, you're almost automatic with the Old Testament.
Well, I was just reading, and I know, like, Eli's two sons, they're horrible and wicked, right. Like Phinehas, and I forget what his was. Then Samuel, you know, just almost perfect the way he lived his life. But right at the very end of the thing, it said that his two sons didn't turn out well, and it named them, and I can't remember the name of his two sons.
I don't remember either.
I want one of them. I think it was Zacchaeus.
Zacchaeus.
All right.
And the other one was Chuck, wasn't it?
Chuck and Zacchaeus.
Yeah. Hey, we're stumped. What's the answer?
Joel and Abijah.
Joel and Abijah.
Joel and what's the last? Are they only mentioned once?
I think they're mentioned a couple of times.
Yeah, not too much.
Abijah. If I'm pronouncing that right.
Okay. Towards the end of his life when he's saying, giving a swan song. Saying,
well, we swung and missed on that
one. Yeah, we did.
I didn't even swing.
Hey, thanks for
JJ swung.
Thanks for knowing the word, and have a great weekend, buddy. Ed, thanks for listening to AFR.
Thanks for hanging on, too.
Back to the phones. Yeah. Who's next, Ed?
All right. By the way, the phone number to call for Trivia Friday today, first-time callers, is 888-589-8840. Let's go to Texas, and Linda is on the line. Linda, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
We sure can. Coming in loudly and clearly.
Howdy, Linda.
Hi there. How are y'all?
Good, good, good. Where do you live? Where do you live in Texas, Linda?
I live in Montgomery. It's near like Conroe,
yeah.
Texas.
Yes, Conroe and
near it. Near College Station?
Yes, and the Woodlands.
Oh, okay.
Yes, the Woodlands.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
The Woodlands, yes. That's it. All right, well, listen, are you an Aggie fan or another school?
No, okay. I'm a Texas Tech Red Raider.
Raider.
But I like Aggies.
Right. Yeah. I got you. Well, the Red Raiders, they had a great basketball season. Yeah.
Almost a big upset there against Florida.
Almost. All right, Linda.
Yeah, almost.
So you were going to say something, though, about AFR or something about listening?
Oh, yes. I love AFR. It's my daily companion. Well, I appreciate you. So many of your programs are so valuable.
Well, thank you, Linda.
Thank you so much. And I think you're about to say how Tim and JJ and I were like your favorites, but we interrupted you. So, I mean, you go ahead.
No, she was going to say we had a face for radio, which I hope is a compliment.
That's true. That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Exactly.
All right, Linda.
Go ahead. I wanted to to answer the tachometer question because I remember that from my teenage years. My brother was big into sports cars. But everybody liked that question,
yes.
And it kind of goes with my trivia question. So, but I'll answer another question.
Okay,
all right, well, go ahead.
Okay, well, the American Sign Language
Yes, here's the question. Let me rephrase the question.
Go ahead.
What letters in American Sign Language require you to move your fingers?
Well, I kind of thought that was kind of funny. I took that class at Texas Tech many, many years ago. But as I went through the alphabet a while ago, I thought, I guess it has to be the J and the Z.
J and the Z. That's
okay,
right.
I thought all the letters you had to move your...
I did too. I thought that was pretty funny, but I believe you have to really move your fingers to make the J.
No, you're talking about spelling stuff out, but when you're holding it up, you make like a fist, you make a claw. And the reason you're seeing is when they're spelling something, they're like A, B, C, and they're moving their fingers.
All right.
But, you know, here's this letter, here's that letter, but then they have to make a little swoop to make a J.
I get you.
And the thing for the Z. Right. And you know what? God bless all those that know sign language. That helps so often because that's an isolated group of people.
Yeah, it's not me. I could do finger spelling, but I really couldn't do the sign. I didn't do too well in sign language.
Well, and when they have a beautiful song at Easter or Christmas and then somebody signs along with that, Corley, one of the ladies that does that in our church, it is so poetic and beautiful to be able to watch that. It's like somebody, almost like a beautiful dance or something to accompany the song.
Have you ever seen like when a politician is giving a speech or a sheriff is making an announcement? You got the media there,
right?
And someone will be doing the sign language, and their face they're making like all kinds of faces when they're signing. You ever seen that?
Yeah, it's real
like,
distorted.
Yeah, and I'm just going, I am mesmerized by what this guy is doing.
Tell you what I was mesmerized by.
Okay. The table over the top of the chalkboard?
The table of contents in chemistry class, and they did the sign language for that. And I was like going, what in the world? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Was it emotional? Table of contents, periodic table?
I never forget it. Yes. The first time I saw that, it was like, JJ mentioned poetic. It was like that.
Oh, yeah.
It had that kind of impact on me.
Linda,
I didn't know if she was doing like nitrogen or oxygen or, you know.
You knew they were into it.
A chocolate or what exactly? But
chocolate. That's one of the elements on the periodic table.
Wasn't that the C?
No, I think you may have a.
Hey, Linda, what's your question for us?
Hello.
Yes. Can you hear us,
what's
Linda?
Your car question for us?
Are you there, Linda? Can you still hear us?
Maybe I'll call back.
This is how did that happen?
I don't know.
You there?
We must have a glitch because it's happened with a couple of people.
Yeah.
Okay. My car question is, Yes.
She's answering 2 seconds.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
I can hear you.
Yes.
I can hear you.
We can hear.
Okay.
Yeah, Linda,
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
We can, Linda. Go ahead. What's your question?
We're back to Verizon.
All right. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Nope. Can't hear you.
Go ahead with your question, Linda.
My question is, did you know that David had a sports car in the... It's going over and over and over.
All right, put her on hold. Okay. For just a minute, see if we can get Linda worked out there. Folks, we don't know any more than you know about why this is happening, but we've had glitches a couple times today. Linda from Texas, we apologize, and then we had a gentleman from Ohio that we had trouble with, so we don't know why that happened, but our apologies to Linda there. Go ahead, JJ.
Can I answer Linda's question in case we're not able to get her back? She wanted to know about David having a sports car there in the Bible. And it said he went out in triumph. So he is driving a Triumph.
Triumph.
Yeah.
Triumph also a motorcycle?
It is.
Okay.
So yeah, that's both. Good. Good on you.
Yeah.
So
car and it's kind of like an Austin Healey or a MGBT or something like that, or MG.
Absolutely.
That's what I was going to say.
All right.
Linda,
we need to repeat our question.
We apologize. We don't know what's going on. And sometimes it might be on our end, but sometimes it might be on
the weather.
The callers.
Could be the weather
and
between here and there.
Yeah.
Let's repeat our questions
okay.
that have
heretofore
gone unanswered.
I have two questions remaining.
And this is the last time we're going to repeat them till the end of the show.
Right. The Old Testament hero Gideon was known by another name after he destroyed his father's altar to the false god Baal. What was that other name? And then my second question, how many elements are in the periodic table? That's what I've got.
Mm-hmm. Chuck Woolery was the original host of one of your favorite long-lasting game shows. I'm surprised this question still remains. Chuck Woolery, he was the first one. He was the original host of which game show? And then the other one's multiple choice. Which country has the most airports? Brazil, Canada, or the USA?
All right, my two questions that have
heretofore
gone unanswered. Number one, what are the two most common beans that we Americans use to make baked beans? What are the two most common beans that are used to make what we know as baked beans? Number two, what was the name of the first commercially successful video game released in 1972? 1972, us baby boomers, and we three are in that category. We remember.
I was at Pizza Roma on Carter Road, and after church on Wednesday nights and Sunday nights, we were there, and we were lined up with quarters in our
playing hand, this game?
Playing this game. Yep,
all right.
Pizza Roma.
Pizza Roma.
Carter Road.
Yeah. All right, so back to the phones, Ed.
All right, let's go back. Come back to Mississippi, and Coy is on the line. Coy, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
Hey, Coy, where do you live in Mississippi?
I live in Eddy, Mississippi. Good. I'm working down the road down toward J.J. Jasper lives.
Oh, good.
Well, yeah, man.
That's a good part of the country. They got an awesome pottery place there, but it's just a beautiful country, Edda.
All right, Coy, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to answer the game show question.
All right, here it is. Chuck Woolery was the original host on which game show?
Wheel of Fortune.
Oh!
Hey!
There we go. Got a hat.
Of Fortune.
Well, yes, and
you want?
Yeah, go ahead.
I can't believe this.
Yes, sir. You won an AFR cap. Now, Chuck Woolery was the first one, and then I don't know who else. But then Pat, what was it? Sajak.
Pat Sajak.
He was the one that was there for like decades.
I did not. I thought Pat Sajak just was always there. So that this was started off.
Yeah,
with,
Chuck Woolery. He was the first one, and I think maybe somebody else did for a few years, but for sure he was the original, and then everybody knows Pat and Vanna. And didn't Pat just step down here not too long ago or retire?
I think so.
Yeah. Hey, congratulations, buddy. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Well, and so when we're finished with you on the air, please don't hang up. We'll put you on hold. Cindy Roberts will get your information, and we will get this hat to you.
Are you going to drive over here and get it next week?
Cool. Well, we need to stop by the house.
We need to know. Before we send one.
Did you say that through the Bermuda Triangle?
Yeah, we'll send it through the Bermuda Triangle. There you go.
He's
a long-time listener.
That's right.
All right, what's your question for us, Coy?
True or false, President Trump played a role in the Little Rascals?
Are you talking about the original show or the movie?
Well, that kind of gives it away if I answer that.
I'm going to say true.
Yeah, it's true, I think.
Yeah, he's been in two or three. He's in a Home Alone movie and several of those, so I'm going to say true. Tim?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, that's good. I'll go with you guys.
You invested in the show right now, Tim?
I'll go with you guys. I say yes, it's true.
All right, what's
because
the answer?
When he said that's going to give it away,
then it
has to be true.
Yeah.
Coy, what's the answer?
It's true. He played in the 94 remake movie.
Of the Little Rascals?
Waldo's Rich Daddy. Yes, they played as Waldo's Rich Daddy.
Okay.
All right.
I don't remember that. I do remember is it Home Alone 2, Lost in Manhattan?
Yeah, Lost in New York.
Or Lost in New York.
He plays.
He's in the lobby.
At the hotel.
Yeah, right.
Was that at the Trump, at his hotel?
Either that or is another.
I think it was at the Trump Hotel. I don't know what the name of it is. It's not. It was a Waldorf Astoria or some kind of famous, famous hotel
he's
in New York.
In that, little bit part.
Yeah.
Hey, that's good. Congratulations, Corey. You woke up this morning. You didn't even dream you'd win anything, and you got you a real nice AFR cap. Mm. Thank you so much for listening. Now, you said you're close to my house. You don't happen to have a weed eater in your truck, do you? Because you could stop there, and it could be win-win for everybody.
All right, Coy, thank you, my friend. Appreciate it. It's Coy from Mississippi. We go next. Where do we go next, Ed?
All right, we go to Kansas, and Liberty is on the line. Boy, I like this. Liberty is on the line from Kansas. Is that your name, Liberty?
Yes.
Okay,
Liberty.
Wow.
Now everybody that meets you, they say your name three times. That's got to get old.
Please don't.
No. I know. I was tempted, but I'm biting my tongue. Right. Now, do you hear it all the time.
Do you have like a nickname, like Libby or something like that, that you go by?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lots of people call me Miss Libs or Libs.
That's good.
Okay, Libs. All right. Well, welcome to the show, Libs. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both.
All right. Which one you want to answer?
What was Gideon's name before he destroyed his father's altar?
Wow, okay, well, here's the question. The Old Testament hero Gideon was known by another name after he destroyed his father's altar to the false god Baal. What was that other name, Liberty?
I believe, and forgive my mispronunciation, it was Jerubbaal.
I think it's Jerubbaal, but I have the same problem. Yeah,
that's good.
All right, way to go.
It's perfect. It's not a name that that's commonly spoken, but that is correct. Yeah. Sometimes the Jews pronounce it Jerubbaal because they didn't even like saying the name Baal, even though it was in that his name. So. Very good. Did you have to look that up, or did you know that from reading?
Yeah, me and my friend did a Bible study on the Book of Judges.
Wow. That's impressive.
Liberty, I'm impressed. Yeah, that's the Lord's going to honor that. His word doesn't go out void. Every time it's sent out, it accomplishes what he sent it to do. And you're on the right track, loving the Lord, reading his word, hiding it in your heart. So, the Lord has big plans for you.
Amen.
Hey, do you have a question for us?
Yes. What biblical account is the Broadway musical Seven Brides for Seven Brothers inspired by?
That is going to be when they attacked one of the tribes because of all these horrible things they did. And they all attacked this one tribe, and they almost wiped them out. Then afterwards, they said, you know what? We're the tribes of Israel, the family of Israel. They're not going to be able to find enough wives, and we've made a vow not to give our wives to them. So then somebody said, well, let's do this. Here's this dance coming up. They can hide in the bushes. This sounds crazy, but, I mean, it's in the Bible. They can hide in the bushes. And when they're out there dancing, they can all go out there and grab them a girl, throw them over their shoulder, take off. That way their clan doesn't die out. And then we didn't give them our wives. So we're, you know, a little loophole there. We haven't done wrong by our oath. And it's just everybody's win-win for everybody. And I forget where that is. And I know that's a terrible loose paraphrase, but that's the answer Liberty's looking for.
It's Judges 21.
Judges 21.
Wow. And Judges.
Wow.
And the Benjaminite clan.
And a guy had come and was going to stay in the town square, and somebody said, I don't know who you are, but you don't need to stay here. Come to my house. And then the people surrounded him like they did in Sodom and Gomorrah. Yeah. We want to do all this. And there's a violation that took place. I don't want to say it's too graphic. Then the whole nation found out about it. Buddy, they converged on them, and they wiped them out.
Yeah.
But then they kind of stopped, like, wait, we don't want to completely annihilate them. But then now they don't have any – I have any wives.
Right.
So it's very intriguing. Hey, listen, if you're not reading the Bible, intrigue, drama, poetry, you get wisdom, you get faith. Please read your Bible every day, even if it's just for 5 minutes.
Amen.
It's life-changing, and it will add so much value to your life.
And Liberty's and her friends going to become experts on the Book of Judges.
Yep.
Because that was also from the Book of Judges.
Hey, Liberty, thank you so much for listening to Trivity.
Oh man,
she asked you not to.
She did. She almost begged. Huh? Liberty, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And you have a great weekend.
JJ got the dynamite. He got the dynamite from the.
I got that a lot.
You got that on my, didn't you?
Oh, right. JJ, yeah.
Yes.
JJ Walker.
People forgot about
that. Is that his name?
Right.
Yeah. From Dynamite.
What show was that? The Jeffersons? Or?
That was Good Times.
Good Times. That's right. Those were some good times.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, Dad. Let's go to Texas, and Kay is on the line. Kay, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi.
Hello, Kay. Where do you live in Texas?
Hooks,
you said. H-O-O-K-S.
Oh, okay. All right.
Where is that? If we're looking at the state, what's it near?
It's between Texarkana and New Boston, Texas.
Okay. I was just in Texarkana a couple of weeks ago.
Well, okay. Kay, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both.
All right. Which one you want to try to answer?
The periodic table.
All right. Here it is. And don't mind. It's okay if this makes you very emotional, right. Kay.
It happens to some people.
It makes Tim very emotional. How many elements are in the periodic table?
118.
Hey, right. And thank you, Kay, for saying that in a
you
way
know what?
That didn't trigger
Tim. Every
Tim.
One of those 118 have a story.
They have a story to
they
tell.
Have a story to tell. Every one of them.
Well, Kay, let me ask you, okay, is chocolate one of the elements on the periodic table?
Tell him, Kay.
No.
You got cobalt and zinc, but not chocolate.
My question is in regards CH2. To the periodic table.
Oh, good, because we're all over it. Go ahead.
What is the most abundant element on the periodic table?
All right, we're going to talk amongst ourselves here, Kay. So don't say yes or no. It's probably isn't it nitrogen? Is nitrogen on there?
That sounds good.
Because it's
yeah.
JJ's behind you. That sounds good.
I was going to go with tin. So it sounds like
tin,
more
nitrogen. T-I-N?
Yeah, like tin cans and stuff. Yeah.
Stuff.
That's needed. That's needed.
Kentucky boy shining.
You get a bunch of scrap metal. You say, which one of these is the most abundant? I'm going to load the truck up and head to the scrap yard.
All right. How about
nitrogen?
How about nitrogen?
I'm going to say lithium.
Lithium. Okay. Good. Way to pick a rare earth metal.
It is hydrogen.
Hydrogen.
75% mass of the universe.
Of the universe or the Earth?
The universe.
Oh, well, see, I thought you were just talking about the Earth. Mm. I would have gone with hydrogen if I knew we were talking about the universe.
Yeah.
The periodic table, right, is lithium not on there? Oh, we got to go.
See, we got
to
go.
That's
sorry.
Why we need
thank
to
you, Kay.
Buy Greenland.
All right. My question's been answered.
Which country has the most airports, Brazil, Canada, or USA?
I'm saying U.S.
U.S., by long shot, we have 13,000 airports. Number two is Brazil. They only have 4,000.
You know, lithium, you can also remove nail polish with this. People don't know that.
I'll
look
keep
it
that
up.
In mind.
It's a help-yourself type thing.
You have any questions,
Beth? I do. Baked beans?
Yeah.
Great Northern and
good for your
Navy
heart.
Beans.
Yes, sir, Ed.
What is it? What?
Great Northern and Navy beans.
Are you?
And my friend who was listening texted me the answer.
That's the correct answer. Also, what was the first commercially successful video game?
It's got to be Pac-Man or
Pong.
Pong. Yeah.
Pong in 1972. Pong. We always ping. Ping, ping.